From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Western Conference Finals.
Dorofeev goes to work. He strips it before the puck can go to Trouba. Dorofeev threw it on goal, and he scores from a terrible angle at the right corner. Dorofeev makes it 5-1 Vegas. Two goals for Dorofeev.
Golden Knights Radio Network on the call. They eliminate the Anaheim Ducks 5-1. Earlier, the Canadians have taken a 3-2 series lead after they defeated the Sabres 6-3. The NFL schedule has officially been released, and for the first time ever, we're going to have a Thanksgiving Eve game between the Packers and Rams in L.A. The Rams actually lead the way with 7 primetime games, while the Packers, Chiefs, Bills, and Seahawks, they have 6 primetime games. In baseball, the Dodgers defeated the Giants 5-2. White Sox beat the Royals 6-2. The Cubs shut out the Braves 2-0.
Hi, folks. Brian of Stein's Famous Bagels. Remember Stein's in Atascadero? Bagels are my passion. Our family has opened a wholesale bakery in Paso Robles. We're open to the public on Saturday mornings from 8 to noon, located at 2917 Union Road, Suite G, east of Golden Hill. Get a dozen fresh baked bagels or a bagel sandwich. Try one of our favorites, the jalapeno cheddar or the everything bagel. Can't make it on Saturday? Find our bagels now at Valley Fresh and many other local retailers. Follow us on Facebook, 805-975-5520.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office corrects error in voter information guide. Man sentenced to 45 years for grooming two teens online, one in Slo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office has corrected an administrative error regarding the endorsed candidates list for ballots in San Luis Obispo County. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements and voter guides in all counties. Slo County's voter guide did not include the American Independent Party's endorsement list. The clerk recorder's office on social media shared the official endorsement lists and said they will begin mailing out postcards with only American Independent Party endorsements. While we never want to see an incomplete list in the voter guide, we worked quickly alongside the American Independent Party state chairman to make sure we address the situation in a satisfactory and appropriate manner, the clerk recorder's office said. The city of Paso Robles announced there will be temporary lane closures at the intersection of 13th Street and Paso Robles Street, Monday to Friday. The anticipated end date for these closures is Friday, June 6th. Man sentenced for grooming two teens online, one from Slo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. A California man was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison earlier this week for sexually exploiting and grooming two teenage girls online, one living in San Luis Obispo County. 42-year-old Daniel Navarro of Victorville pretended to be a 15-year-old football player on Instagram in 2022 and used his account to groom and entice victims into producing sexually explicit images of themselves. One of the teenagers was from Arizona, and she went missing in July 2022 while visiting family in Napomo. Law enforcement discovered that Navarro traveled with her from Napomo to Mexico with the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity. Law enforcement found Navarro and the teenager in a Tijuana residence. He was taken into federal custody in July 2022. The next Copy of the Planner event for Atascadero will be held next week, May 21st, 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. Copy of the Planner sessions allow staff to hear from the community about a variety of topics in an informal setting. Each session highlights a specific topic, but city staff are happy to address any topic as time allows. This month's topic will be accessory dwelling units and Senate Bill 9. Staff will discuss where ADUs are allowed and what the approval process is. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association recently had to raise the assessment rate for those living in the community, which has led to some pushback, according to its board president. KPRL News conducted an interview with Mason Yaffe, the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, on why these rates were raised, their purpose, and to clarify what he called misinformation on social media. Here's Mason now on the purpose of the assessment fees.
We have 2,100 homes, 6,000 residents, 24 miles of roadway that we're responsible for. We have a marina, an equestrian center, two public schools, miles of awesome trails for riding mountain bikes and riding horses. And we've also got millions of dollars in storm drain infrastructure, thousands of acres of open space. And we manage all of that with zero tax dollars. That comes entirely from the assessments that we raise. And that money makes up not only the operating budget for our staff in order to perform all the maintenance and fix everything, but it also goes into our savings account for the ongoing long-term maintenance of some of our bigger assets.
Mason said the assessment fees have not been raised in years, leading to the deterioration and neglect of some of Heritage Ranch's infrastructure.
And today we are actually among the lowest of all of the associations in California, especially considering our size, in terms of our monthly assessments. And that resulted in massive amount of deferred maintenance. Just things didn't get done. Everything from the roadways to, you know, our sign at the entrance was many years old and falling apart, was being held up by stilts. And so you can't, obviously, if you're not bringing in money, you can't afford to pay for these things, particularly as we all know, since the economy has continued to cause everything to cost more. So that was the number one problem, really, is that the association just didn't have the money to fund the things that it needed to fund.
Mason said anyone with questions about the project's financial status or assessment rates of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association is more than welcome to attend its monthly board meetings or contact staff. KPRL News will continue covering information shared in this interview in future broadcasts. A third Daily Pacific Surfliner round-trip train has been added to the Central Coast service. Slocog says the service launched May 4th, 2026, as a 12-month pilot service expansion. With this additional round-trip, our regional transportation partners are expanding reliable travel options for the Central Coast and making it easier for residents and visitors to choose rail over driving. The added service train departs the city of San Luis Obispo at 12:12 p.m. and runs all the way to San Diego. Pacific Surfliner trains offer comfortable seating, onboard Wi-Fi, and scenic coastal views. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-2, the Cardinals over the Athletics 5-4, the Brewers beat the Padres 7-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Athletics, the Dodgers will go against the Angels, the Padres will face the Mariners, and the Yankees will go against the Mets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday unveiled a revised budget proposal for the state without a deficit for his last year in office. The proposal lays out over $350 billion in spending. Revenues were about $16.5 billion higher than projections in January, which helped the state avoid its projected $2.9 billion deficit projected in January. This proposal will still need to be passed by the legislature by the end of June. Caltrans is exploring the idea of high-speed buses for its freeways, traveling up to 140 miles per hour. The proposal says that this could one day reshape long-distance travel throughout the Golden State. The system would rely on dedicated freeway lanes for the bus service, but preliminary assessments say this implementation would require extensive upgrades to infrastructure and roadway design. California roads are engineered for speeds of up to about 85 miles per hour. Federal authorities say they arrested a registered sex offender in San Bernardino County and two women accused of helping him run a violent sex trafficking operation. 42-year-old Tyson Jamerson and his accomplices, 20-year-old Jaden Steinberg and 21-year-old Elliot Tavi, were arrested. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For farmers exploring direct-to-consumer business models, some of the best ideas might sound a little strange at first. Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo learned that firsthand when he decided to start what he thought would be sort of a joke, a subscription club for dry beans. Today, that idea has grown into a thriving business with thousands of loyal customers.
Among my other millions of jobs, I was a web designer. And then so when e-commerce started to happen, I was right there ready to do it. And it was very hard. And actually, rural people were fine. It was people like, I live in New York City. There's no way I'm buying beans through the mail. You know, here in Napa, everybody has a wine club. And I remember hearing about a mediocre winery starting a new wine club and everyone was all excited. I'm like, who needs another stupid wine club? You would be so idiotic. Let's do a bean club. It would be so funny. And we did it as a joke. So it started, you know, with a couple people. And right now, we're at 30,000 members. So four times a year, we send out 30,000 boxes. And normally we send out a couple hundred a day, but then the company has to stop four times a year as we prep for Bean Club. And they've really got it down to a science now. And the waiting list to get on it is 35,000 people right now.
You can learn more about Sando's company, Rancho Gordo, at ranchogordo.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm. No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions. This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Astraea Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Every dollar spent on forest fuel treatments saves about $3.75 in wildfire damages, according to a new study of nearly 300 fires in the western United States. The study, which was led by researchers at the University of California, Davis, estimated that the treatments, such as forest thinning and prescribed burns, prevented $2.8 billion in losses, reduced wildfire spread and fire severity. Fuel treatments and forest management are critically underfunded public goods, said lead author Frederick Strabo. The postdoctoral scholar with the UC Davis Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics. Our results suggest that when fewer resources are available to agencies like the Forest Service, more of the economic burden of wildfires falls on the public. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny Monday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 80s on Thursday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Microsoft shares are up more than 1.5%. Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Investment Fund is purchasing a stake in Microsoft. He says the price of the shares right now is highly attractive. Boeing shares, though, down more than 2.5%, even though President Trump says China will buy 200 Boeing jets with the potential to purchase up to 750. If finalized, the orders would mark Boeing's first major sale in China in nearly a decade. Chipmaker Cerebras shares down 6%. The stock jumped 68% yesterday on its first day of trading. Stocks are sharply lower today, though the NASDAQ and S&P closed at records yesterday and the Dow closed back over the 50,000 mark. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, You get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Thinking about lunch? Well, how about the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks neighborhood? Some of the local favorites include grilled pawn cob salad, the cowboy Cuban with a brisket and pulled pork, a smash burger with two patties, and the very popular beer battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. It's all for you. And by the way, all the food is made fresh. That's Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant. The right choice, KPRL. We have 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It's always interesting how brothers take different paths in life and how one influences the other to take his path, even if it isn't the straight and narrow. Mr. and Mrs. Ruggles had two sons. Charles, the younger brother, was a good son. He attended college, planning on the life of a professional. Meanwhile, older brother John was attending another government institution, prison. With Charles out of college and John out of prison, John convinced his brother that the life of an outlaw was much better than that of a businessman. So on May 14, 1892, near Redding, California, John and Charles held up the Redding Weaverville stage. With the stage carrying $5,000 in gold coins, in addition to the driver, there were two guards, George Schur and Buck Montgomery. As the stage driver was throwing down the strongbox, guard Buck Montgomery grabbed a shotgun and shot Charles in the face and upper body. Older brother John responded by fatally wounding Buck Montgomery. The sound of the gun spooked the horses and the stage took off to Redding, out of control. Later, when the sheriff returned to the scene of the crime, he found a seriously wounded Charles Ruggles, who was left behind by his brother. 6 weeks later, John was arrested and returned to the Redding jail, where his brother was recovering. Because they were good-looking men, women brought gifts and offerings of marriage to the Ruggles brothers. The locals just couldn't take it anymore. In July, around 40 men broke the Ruggles out of jail, and then they hanged them from a nearby tree. Killing Buck Montgomery and holding up a stage was one thing, but messing with the affections of the local girls was quite another. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association recently had to raise the assessment rate for those living in the community, which has led to some pushback, according to Board President Mason Yaffe. Yaffe told KPRL News that these assessment fees are for ongoing maintenance of Heritage Ranch's infrastructure, such as roads and storm drains, and haven't been raised in years, leading to the deterioration and neglect of this infrastructure. A California man, 44-year-old Daniel Navarro of Victorville, was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison earlier this week for sexually exploiting and grooming two teenage girls online. One girl was visiting family in Napomo. Navarro took her to Mexico with the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump spending part of his time flying home from China, chatting with reporters on Air Force One. He was asked if China's leader gave him a commitment to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
I'm not asking for any favors, because when you ask for favors, you have to do favors in return.
And President Trump believes this about China's President Xi when it comes to the waterway.
I think he will. I think automatically he'd like to see it opened up.
A sound bite from White House video. Before he did leave China, the president sat down with Fox's Brett Baer.
Did you underestimate the pain tolerance that Iran has?
I didn't underestimate anything. We hit them unbelievably hard.
Well, today is the final day on the job as the head of the Federal Reserve. For Jay Powell, he'll remain on the Board of Governors, something that has not happened for nearly a decade. Wall Street down big at this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year Award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight. Like a barber on a wet line. Catch a good time.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, now through the 17th. With everything you love, from a petting zoo and pony rides for little buckaroos, all the way up to your favorite swinging, spinning, whirling, twirling, and even loop-the-looping carnival rides. Every day during the fair. Plus, there's Kids Powered Thunder with the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. And Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, now through the 17th. Tickets and live entertainment schedules available at salinasvalleyfair.com.
Good time. North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window master. Some clouds hanging around, but then sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s, that's changed just a little bit. Sunny on your Saturday with highs expected in the low 80s. Sunday the same, same on Monday, upper 80s on Tuesday. Low 90s on Wednesday, Thursday, mid 80s, and then upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:59 a.m., 8:01 p.m. We are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny, Kenny and Darsha, whichever way you want to do it. And then, let's see here, I've got something that we'll be talking about here in just a moment. And then email into the studio, because we're ready for freedom of speech. Email Kevin at KPRL.com, and freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. You need them? They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do. The Morning Exchange.
Okay, Saturday mornings, you know, we have Pure Country at 6, and then Diane on the Country Store, Jimmy's in, and then Jukebox Saturday night. Gary's been dealing with some things, and he hopes to return for his, because he loves to do the Memorial Day weekend with the Beach Boys, kickoff of summer and something and stuff like that. So the Jukebox has been a little different, at least Gary's portion the last couple of weeks, because the Jukebox from 10 till midnight, that's just the Jukebox playing by itself. So again, Gary hopes to be back in by next week. In the meantime, I've got some things having to do with, you know, that kind of error, including one that I've came across recently, and it has forgotten memories of the 1950s. Some things about growing up and what we did and how we did them and so forth. And then that kind of goes forward through the same thing with the 1960s and into the 1970s. So we're going to capture, we're going to cover three straight decades, the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, the things we grew up with, what we may have forgotten, et cetera, et cetera. It's a well-done piece, so hope you enjoy that. So there you have it here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Also, thank you for this. The merry-go-round in Paso that was in the city park is now at the Pioneer Museum. That's where it is. I always forget about that. I do remember that being a controversial situation because our young little kids, and I don't remember if the insurance was one of the reasons or excuses for it, but I always get a kick. You see signs, you have to do this, your own risk, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, this kind of dovetails on what I was talking about regarding that the kids, these educators, I like to say that word deliberately, and the child development experts out of going, well, gee, what's going on here? These kids can't do things anymore and stuff like that, and there's too much structure from the, well, parents you can start with and so forth, but also taken into consideration is the world we live in now. Again, from last hour, is that many of us, we were just gone. You leave the house, you're gone. You may say, hey, we're going to the ball field, we're going over to the lake, we're going here, et cetera, et cetera. You're gone. But they're so connected now that it's, again, these educators and experts are saying, maybe that's why a lot of them are having trouble when they get a little bit older. And, you know, did it really take experts to figure out that that was going to happen? I mean, it's just, to me, it just boggles the mind that, okay, you set them on this path, you make their life so damn structured, instead of them just figuring out things, having some unsupervised outdoor activities, whatever it may, well, I shouldn't say whatever, but you know what I mean. And the realization is that, well, this isn't the best thing turning out. No kidding. No kidding. I'm so glad that my parents weren't helicopter parents, but I'm so glad my parents were strict parents. At the time, we all think our parents are a little bit more strict than they should be, and perhaps they are, but I think if you look back in many cases, you say, you know, I kind of get it. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I certainly echo your concerns about this hovering type issues and not allowing kids to just have free time. I think it's free time is the thing that always strikes me. I know with my own grandkids, I mean, they don't really have any free time. They're always going somewhere, always doing something, always signed up for this and always signed up for that. And that's all well and fine, but the fact is I think that we, you know, some of the most important, I guess, thinking I think that I did, and I suspect most people did, you know, in the past, was when you kind of had free time and you had to kind of figure out what to do with your time. And yes, you know, it can be, you know, bad things that you can get into. But the fact is, I think the majority of times, I think it's stuff that kind of encourages people to kind of think about things and experiment things and kind of learn about life and learn about how the world works.
Well, also, there's another thing, too, learning how to be, to deal with solitude.
Yeah.
Is, you know, and the structure stuff is, they're structured in school. They have classes they have to attend to and things that they have to do. They have their structure. And I think in some instances that you structure these kids so much from the time they wake up in the morning until the time they go to bed at night that the things that you have structured after school, they may lose interest pretty quick or get burned out because they're just damn tired of it.
Yes, I think you're right. And it also kind of almost works like an addiction, you know, that you got to have more, you know, that if you keep pushing them and make them do activities, then when there's no activities, they don't know what to do. And so then, the parent then tries to sign them up for something else. And next thing you know, it just goes higher and higher and higher. It's kind of an endless type thing. And yes, I think that is necessary. You know, the one other thing I did want to mention is when I heard you talking last hour about things that are kind of disappearing and talked about clocks and analog clocks, and I was thinking, you know, I think analog clocks, I think are really important because, you know, to me at least, they go beyond, you know, just being something to tell time. I can remember back, you know, in elementary times, having a little trouble trying to get the concept of a clock. And when I finally got the concept, it kind of helped me to kind of understand a lot of other things. You know, like a quarter past the hour, I started understanding, you know, fractions. You use it in navigation. You say something is at 1 o'clock or at 2 o'clock or, you know, this sort of thing. So, I mean, at least for clocks, it has a spinoff that I think has a lot of secondary type things that I think are important to activities and function.
Okay, and again, I don't know what it would be like without one because, obviously, a couple of things. One is I work in time, so clocks and the precision of them are extremely important to me because we work in seconds. I've got clocks throughout the house, so forth, so on. I wear one and so forth. But I want to bring Chris into this. Chris, what do you think about what the gentleman just said?
No, I agree. And in fact, like one of the first things that that stuck out to me was being able to use a clock for directions in the sense that, you know, you say on your six means behind you, and not being able to read an analog clock kind of defeats that purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's.
But yeah. But caller, don't you think because of, again, through technology, that we probably just won't see that many analog clocks anymore?
No, I think that's very possible. It's kind of interesting. I have an Apple Watch, and you can choose on the face whether you want it analog or whether you want it digital. And always looking at something digital is quick. You know, but I don't know if it's that much quicker once you're used to reading an analog clock face. But I think still there's times like when you want to know, like you're talking about, you know, seconds. You want to know by the seconds, you know. And so you turn to the analog feature on your watch, you know, because you want to know the seconds leading up to, you know, the hour or whatever it may be. And again, the concept of breaking up the clock face into 60 minutes, you know, and so you say something is at, you know, at 2:30 or something like things of that sort. I think it's kind of like a secondary thing that people don't always think about, but it's something that you kind of use frequently. I think we use it frequently. We just don't it doesn't come to our consciousness because we're just so used to using it. So I think you're right. We may not have a lot of say in it if they just keep, you know, phasing out analog clocks, but I kind of think they won't, just for the reasons we're talking about. But what do I know?
Well, I mean, you have the, you know, the precision of the you know, the global factor in there with the atomic clocks.
Yeah.
And they, you know, because the clocks help regulate power grid and all telecommunications and internet and all this and so forth. But I guess what I'm referring to is the basic, the watch or maybe even in somebody's house. I'm trying to think of an appliance that people don't have in their house anymore but it, because the technology, it's the same thing, but we don't see it. And I can't think of it off the top of my head because I lost where I was going with it. But
I mean, you could think of a cordless phone, maybe. Everyone just has cell phones now.
Well, okay. So
technically there are phones in the house, just not the same. It's not a house phone. They're all personal phones.
Right. Okay. Now, we're the dinosaurs because Linda and I still have a landline.
And as do I.
You know, because you can physically see it there, and plus I think it's more reliable. Now I don't use it that much. The only time I use it, matter of fact, I used it the other day to call my brother in Maryland because I'm guaranteed that I'm not going to have a problem with my cell service out there if I use the landline. That's just the nature of it.
So. Well, I think they're also I think they're still useful in emergency situations.
Yes.
I definitely understand where you're talking about. Is it things that are going to eventually go away? I have a T-shirt that's got one of those on the front of it. Is the the little center disc you used to put in a 45 record to so it would fit on the record player?
Yeah.
I figure what they call it right now. I don't know. I was in a store, months ago, and these young fellows, looked at that and said, "Oh, what is that? Is that some kind of a religion?" I just started laughing. I said, "Well, I guess it is of a sort, but it's aside from some of those sorts of things which are just kind of okay, they're a thing of the past, and that's okay. We move forward. I think there are some things like an analog clock that I think have a value to them that goes beyond just the telling of time.
Well, again, you hear me say this often, that I just get frustrated or mad, is that with all of this, that we talk about with, now they're saying, maybe cell phones in schools aren't good. Maybe too much time on the screens aren't good. And it's having long-term effects on these kids, and this has been going on for a while. And is it a surprise to anybody that this is taking place?
No, you're right about that, I wonder how things necessarily were 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but there's this real kind of sense. I mean, I get it from my kids, and I'm sure it won't be long before I start getting it from the grandkids that was back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, but that, you got to come up to the current date. Well, that's true, but again, You can't just throw out the knowledge or the rationale of some of the things of the past. You can't necessarily just throw out certain traditions just because you think it's old fogey type stuff. Marriage. It's a tradition. I mean, who really needs it? You get this opinion a lot of times on certain shows. And you kind of go, that's true, but there was a there's a reason for some of these traditions, and if you don't stop and think about what the reason was for the tradition, or look into what the reason was for the tradition, then you maybe find out that maybe there was actually some real logic to why that was done, and it prevented certain problems that now are starting to arise again because these traditions are being discarded.
Well, here's something else. When I mentioned the solitary. Is that, these are the experts who were the experts saying this stuff was okay 10 years ago, but are now saying, this isn't any good. But because kids spend so much time on screen time and so forth, that they are lacking the ability to generate their own entertainment without digital stimulation.
Yeah, that's right. And as we all know, sometimes that digital, stimulation actually has an agenda to it that is not always that readily apparent. And again, it's one of the reasons why, again, I've been saying this for years to my kids. You really kind of need that free time. You need to get bored sometimes. You need, because out of boredom. Yes, bad things can happen, but again, a majority of times, I think some very worthwhile things happen, and you kind of start, like you were saying earlier, you start to think for yourself. You don't just become a pawn or just another digital, another digit. You actually use that thing between your ears.
Yeah. Now. Again, each of us can only recall from when we were a kid, because, if we didn't have enough kids to, play a ball game or something like that, we we came up with games to play.
Yeah.
It's like we had this one we came up, and I don't know if we're the original, but we called it Running Bases. All right? There was just three of us. One would be, you know, two of us would be the catching the ball, and the guy would be running the bases, and we had to tag him out. And so, you know, because if we didn't have enough guys, we just didn't say, well, we're not going to do anything today. You know, we kind of, and you could figure out a thing with one person or even by yourself. You throw a ball against the wall. You know, all these type of things you can, and again, I'm just using baseball as a
as
an example, but there's things that kids can do. Okay, there's nobody to play with. Well, you know what? Figure something out.
Well, exactly. And the thing is again, because not only are you figuring out something to do for that particular issue, you know. I think we call it over the line. I don't know if
I played that.
Yeah, I guess same kind of thing. You know, you could do over the line with, you know, two guys on a side or, you know, whatever you want to do. But there's spin-offs from those sorts of things. Just like with the clock thing I'm talking about, it's not just the game that you're playing, but it's the process you went through in your head that made you start to think a certain way of trying to figure out things, figure out how to do things or whatever else it may be. And I've often said that about mathematics. You know, I mean, the logic that you learn in mathematics, the logic in and of itself, oftentimes, is more important than actually learning, you know, what 2 + 2 is. You know, you've learned the logic, and that's something that's hard to put a price on.
You know, my parents were pretty fairly strict on the TV use when we were kids. And I remember on several occasions, I just for the heck of it, I would ask my mom, I said, Mom, what did you do before television? And she said, we used our imagination.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, again, it's funny how things like that pop up in your head every once in a while. But I think I've thought about that through the years. Or the other thing she would say is we would read.
Yes. Right. Figure out, you'd think about something, you know, how do I spend my time, you know, what do I want to do? You became inventive, you know, and I think that's an important part, that if stuff is just spoon-fed or if you're just, you know, automatically doing, you know, 1,000 different things, you don't really have a chance to really kind of think things through.
If you think about this, if you're structured from, you know, whatever age through your childhood and so forth, when something comes up and you're not structured, how do you handle it?
Exactly. You got to know how to use the thing between your ears. And I know you may be running short on time, but I'll try to be quick. About 6 or 7 years ago, I went to a graduation at Cal Poly, and there was a mathematics professor who was talking. I guess he was going to retire, and he's talking about all this data and how wonderful it is and things of that sort. And I kept waiting for him to come to the point, but he never did. And that is, it doesn't matter how much data you have, you still got to use your brain to figure out and collate how you're going to use the data. How does it really pertain? And that's something that I think we're kind of talking about. You know, you get all this stuff, but, you know, you got to kind of figure out how to just do it yourself.
You're exactly right, sir. Okay, well, hey, nice conversation.
Yeah, good talking with you.
You too, bye. All right,
bye.
Folks, we are, let's see, yes, we are out of time. So what happened in this day? I don't know if any of you were around, but 17 Eastern United States began rationing gas back in 1942. Also, there was a push to conserve rubber. This was, of course, during World War II. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak started on this day in 1941. Nylon stockings, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon in 1928. So a lot of things happening on this day in history.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The next Coffee with the Planner event for Atascadero will be held next week, May 21st, 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. This session will highlight accessory dwelling units and Senate Bill 9. Staff will also be happy to address any topic as time allows. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements in voter guides, but Slow counties did not include the American Independent Party's endorsements. The clerk recorder has mailed out postcards with their endorsements as an amendment, apologizing on social media. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Darcy and Kenny on Open Mic Friday this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. And it is Pure Country tomorrow morning at 6. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in. And as I mentioned, Gary, some things have come up. And I've got, we're going to be memories and how we lived in the 50s, the 60s, and 70s. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.